When you draft a running back as high in the draft as the Jaguars selected T.J. Yeldon, you're inclined to name him the man and give him the ball a lot.
That's not the game anymore, and although T.J. Yeldon is likely to be the opening day starter based on his talent, he won't be asked to carry the load like a feature back would. Yeldon split carries at Alabama with Green Bay's Eddie Lacy and future NFL star Derrick Henry, so it's reasonable to expect him to do that here. Toby Gerhart was going to be that guy in 2014, but then a foot injury on opening day in Philadelphia slowed him down the rest of the year. What was thought could be a 1,000-yard season ended up just 326 yards, and with only two touchdowns at just a 3.2 yard per carry average. It turns out that he's a really good receiver, excellent, in fact, in the screen game, and can use his powerful 230-pound frame as a change of pace more effectively than as an every-down back. Denard Robinson was the other half of that tandem, and it was looking good until a foot injury slowed him down. In his first season as a full-time running back, he exploded for 127 yards in the team's first win against Cleveland, and followed that up with 108 yards the next week against Miami and 94 the following week in London. He has good size, unexpected power, and of course, excellent natural instincts to go with his speed. General Manager Dave Caldwell said in April that he was also going to be a part of the return game on kickoffs. Bernard Pierce hit the street unexpectedly this spring after an off-the-field indiscretion. The former Baltimore Ravens, a big body at 6'2", 230 pounds, and was part of a successful rotation with Ray Rice during the Ravens' recent Super Bowl run. Storm Johnson didn't get many opportunities as a rookie, but he didn't show much in those that he did get. He'll have to be a strong contributor on special teams this summer to hang around. And Corey Grant has blazing speed. Like Johnson, the undrafted rookie from Auburn will have to earn a job on special teams.
One interesting note is that the Jags won't carry a fullback on the roster this fall. So what does that do to the roster math? Stay tuned.